Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, Li Ling. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're looking into the plantation sector. Now, we've seen a sharp fall in CPO export figures for the month of September. It declined 14% year-on-year. This was largely due to a fall in export figures to China and India. It both declined 34% and 40% month-on-month, respectively. Is demand waning in these countries?
Basically, I think for India, it was probably more of a festive, a post-festive demand decline. Because it was building up, prior to that, and a couple of months prior to that for the Deepavali season. And since, they were almost at the Deepavali season, I think the buying, would naturally slow down. And that would probably be the case for, most festive seasons around. So I would expect, for India that you would see, them coming back into the market. Particularly since, they recently also cut the import duties on palm oil, whereas they left the import duties on soybean oil intact. So with that, I think we will probably see more buying of palm oil from India going forward. As for China, I think a lot of it, could have been, it's due to the fact that, they generally prefer soybean oil over palm oil, combined with the fact that they do have, a fair amount of stock of soybean. I heard it's something like 3.8 to 4 million tons. They also have, another 3-4 million tons of rapeseed oil, which they have been releasing to the market. So I think on that front, the demand from China is likely to remain weak.
And shifting our focus now to FGV, this week has actually come under a lot of selling pressure over concerns of a proposal to set up a steering committee, but that has since been dismissed by FGV's management. What's your view on sentiment surrounding the stock and also issues of corporate governance in FGV?
Yeah, I mean, I think FGV, share price has done really well on the back of the new CEO coming on board and potential changes that he would be able to make to the company. And given that he is, a settler himself or came from a settler's background, I think, the view is that he is a much more, down to earth, and he knows the industry, back to front. And basically, he would be able to bring the company to a higher level, basically, and turn the operations around. But obviously, I guess there is still some level of cynicism about this potential turning around and bringing the corporate governance back to where it should be. I guess so anytime you hear stories or news or rumors of things like this, like the steering committee, obviously it would be taken negatively. I do think, that corporate governance is improving, but, in terms of, just being able to execute on the promises that has been made, I think that has yet to be seen.
All right. And talking about turning things around, FGV, according to a new CEO, is also embarking on major cost-cutting exercises and also plans to sweat its assets fully. It has a target to save costs by almost 100 million this year. Do you see efforts starting to bear fruit in its latest results?
Well, I mean, the results for the third quarter has not come out yet. If you look at the second quarter results, then we haven't really seen much of that coming through. I think it was mentioned that there was a certain sum they had managed to save from their cost savings. I think something like 30 million in the first half out of the 100 million that they were targeting. At the same time, besides the lack of M&A activities, which is where some of this money is coming from, this 100 million cost savings, there was also talk about the promise of an improved FFB production number, which would then result in lower costs, unit costs, which would then obviously bring the profits up. But if you look at, the production numbers year to date, up to the 9 months, I think it's still down something like close to 20%. So the third quarter is likely to also see not that great results. I think you're probably not going to see the 100 million coming through entirely this year.
Wholesale prices of refined sugar also set to rise by 30% over concerns of continued increases in global raw sugar prices. How do you see this impacting FGV as a group and also its subsidiary MSM Berhad?
Well, I mean, it would be positive, but you know, actually bearing in mind the fact that at the same time, you know, MSM is struggling with high raw sugar prices. I mean, if you look at the raw sugar price chart, you can see that it has gone up something like 60% year on year. You know, so it's on that basis, because of the high raw sugar prices, it will really offset the increase in the wholesale price of refined sugar, which actually is not a big chunk of their sales. I think more importantly was the potential or the other news that came out at the same time, which said that they could potentially be asking for a rise in retail prices. If that were to happen, then obviously the impact would be a lot higher.
Thank you. That was Ho Lee Ling, Deputy Director at RHB Research. And now Kusu Chuang is standing by to speak to Tim Mulholland, President at TJM Limited.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.